In our previous few shiurim, we were discussing nevuah bizman hazeh. And seemingly, on one hand, we know that our rabbeim are nevi'im, and they said so clearly. And yet, on the other hand, Chazal tell us that there is no nevuah bizman hazeh. Batla nevuah miYisrael, nistalka nevuah miYisrael, the nevuah left. And we went through the sichas explaining what those Maimore Chazal mean. It doesn't mean literal, rather it means that on a general level you can't be a Navi, but specific individuals could be a Navi. Today we're going to take a different approach, which is an additional approach. In other words, what if you're talking to somebody and they're not yet ready to accept the fact that when the Gemara says Nistalka Nevuah miYisrael, it doesn't mean literally. They don't accept that. They say, no, it means no Nevuah. We're telling you it means, as a whole, there is not Nevuah for Klal Yisrael, but not for individuals. They're going to say, no, they refuse to accept the true pshat of the Gemara. So for these people, you come with them with a different approach, and b'chlal, this information, it's important to know as well. There is a famous letter, we mentioned it in some of our previous shiurim, that the Rambam wrote to the Yidden in Taiman, in Yemen. And it's known as Igeres Taiman. It was this letter where the Rambam, we mentioned earlier in our series, where he mentioned why Reb Sadia Goyen made a ketz, even though it says you're not allowed to make kitzin. It was in this letter where the Rambam goes through this. And B'soich HaDvorim, in the middle of his biurim, the Rambam says something fascinating. I just want you to let's read together these first two lines. Aval yesh etzleinu kabbalah gdoila v'nifleis. I have a kabbalah, something that was given over, an amazing thing. Kibalti oisei me'ovi. I got this from my father. Shekibel me'oviv, who got it from his father, me'avi ovi, from his grandfather. In other words, in the family of the Rambam, there is a special Kabbalah that's been given down generation to generation, which is amazing. What is this special Kabbalah? So I'll explain it to you outside, and you could see it in the words inside. In one of the Nevuahs that Bilam HaRasha has the schus that he speaks a lot about Moshiach. That's part of the Ishapcha of Moshiach, that Bilam is the one that gives over the nevuahs about Moshiach. Now, one of the things that Bilam HaRasha says in Parshas Korach, in Parshas Balak, he says an interesting statement. The statement is, Ka'es Yoimer LeYakov, at this time, they're going to tell Mapoal Kale. Now, what is this pasuk talking about? So, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says that when Mashiach comes, the Yidden are going to be on such a high level that the Eibush is going to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, and the Malachim are going to be begging Yidden to tell them what secrets of the Torah did the Eibishter megala to you. They also want to know. In other words, the Eibishter is going to be much closer to the Yidden, even more than the Malachim. The Malachim are going to be outside the Mechitza. They're going to be the ones standing with their ears to the door. And they're going to want to know, tell me, what did the Eibishter Fabreng about today? That's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. But the Rambam, he's Medayik. He says his father heard from his grandfather, from great-grandfather, that there is a big, big nevuah in these words, ka'es. And this is, listen to this, it's fascinating. The year that Bilam said his nevuah was the year 2448. And he says, ka'es. If you times the years by the date that Bilam spoke, ka'es, exactly these years, multiply it by two. Something very special is going to happen. Let's see the last three lines. Ulafia hekish azeva pirish azeh, according to this, tachser nevuah li Yisrael, that nevuah which was taken away from Klal Yisrael will be returned ka'es, exactly the amount of years, double the when Bilam spoke, nevuah is going to come back. And when is that going to be? Bishnas arbas alofim, 4,000, sham me'ois, 900, shivim v'sheish, and 76. Ve'ein safik, shechazores ha'nevuah hi akdomas Moshiach. That the nevuah coming back is going to be a prelude to the coming of Moshiach. In other words, even if you accept the fact that nevuah was taken away, kipshutai, the Rambam says that right before Moshiach, nevuah is going to come back. The later generations before Moshiach are going to have nevuah. Now, the Rebbe spoke about this Rambam, Shabbos Parshas Bolak, Tovshin Tez Zayin. And it's printed in Likutei Sichos Chelek Beis, in the Isophis, Parshas Bolak, page 588. So, the Rebbe says in the second column, in Arum Yenem Zeit, in that time, in the year Dalad Alofim Tov Tov Kufay in Vav, there was Reb Shmuel Hanavi, the father of Yehuda Chosid, Reb Elzer Balo Rekeach, the Ramban, which he made Sifrei Kabbalah, and the Ravid, which had Ruach HaKodesh, Reb Ezra Hanavi, Reb Yehuda Chosid, all these tzaddikim, the Rishonim, the Goyinim that had Nevuah, these tzaddikim had their Nevuah come back. Now, the Rebbe brings down in Sif Beis, Doirei Shpeter, when es gekvor nenter to Moshiachin, generations later, as we're getting closer to Moshiach, is nochamol gevender inyim fun tachsen uv Yisrael. The Nevuah came back even stronger. Durch den Iskalis vom Reino Abal Shem Tev, the Talmid of Bizra Alter Rebbe, that till the Alter Rebbe, and then the Rabbi Yisenu, Memali Mekoyme, into our generation, Nesiyenu Chak Muchadmur. In other words, by our Rabbeim, Nevuah is back full force. Now, in Derech Mitzvei Secha, the Tzemach Tzedek, in Ha'orah 4, we bring down the following statement about the Baal Shem Tev. Baal Shem Tev, asher kamoyu lehoyam imoyis harishoinim, pilei ployis nisim ayoitzim min ha-teva, hayonirim al yodai. The Baal Shem Tev Poshet performed miraculous feats on like a daily level, a daily basis, miracles that were never seen before. I heard from my Zayda, the Zayda being the Alter Rebbe, that him and his Talmud, the Magid, were able to see from one end of the world to the other with an open eye, and they would be able to see the future of their Talmidim, what's going to happen. Why? Because they had the Ur that was created by the beginning of creation. It says that the Eibishter created a special light, v'gonzom l'tzadikim. He hid it for the tzadikim, he hid it in the Torah. Our Rabbeim had access to that Ur. And with the koyach of that Ur, they were able to see from one end of the world to the other. Hine kol elo amoivsim amitim megalim gile in seif baruch ha'abdilti balgvul. When you see a nes of a tzadik, it brings down the earth and seif ha'abligul into the world. Now listen what the Tzemach Tzedek writes about the Alter Rebbe. Gam mizikne nishmas eiden, even my Zayda, the Alter Rebbe. Shemaynu asidois keilei al asayda. I heard nevius about the future, which Poshet were exact. Kalei al-Asayda means mamish, like bullseye. That the Alter Rebbe said things that were going to be, and it's exactly what happened. And this is the idea of Tachzar Nevuah Yisrael. Even if you say that you're right, that for many generations it was either removed or very, very hidden, only a few. But the Rambam says before Moshiach, Nevuah is going to come back. And that's why in the later generations, especially starting from the Baal Shem Tev, there are so many generations of tzaddikim, rebbes, saying nevuos, because this is part of the ti'ima, the taste of Moshiach, Tachzer Anevuah LeYisrael, that Nevuah comes back, because by Nevuah coming back, that's the taste in the beginning of Bias HaMashiach.